Appendix 1. Scenarios. Scenario 1. Growth. Growth. Disability sport and recreation in a changing New Zealand. New Zealand's sport and recreation sector has undergone continuous and significant changes, with technology leading the way. Digital advances have enhanced the fan experience by providing bespoke content, virtual reality immersion, and data-driven insights for athletes, participants, and coaches, creating a new level of excitement for sport enthusiasts. Public health initiatives are closely linked to sport and recreation, using technology to promote preventative health care and active lifestyles for all New Zealanders. Digital finance solutions and investments in community programs ensure financial inclusion, making sport and recreation accessible to diverse populations. This future envisions a New Zealand sport and recreation scene that is inclusive and accessible to everyone, where every participant feels valued. Continuous learning has become central to the sport and recreation sector, with athletes and coaches honing their skills through online platforms and immersive virtual reality training modules. Increasing environmental concerns have also influenced sport and recreation operations to reduce environmental impact and support broader efforts to achieve a sustainable society. Global connectivity has continued to expand and fosters collaboration and competition between athletes, fans, and sport organisations. This connectedness drives international sporting events celebrating athletic prowess, promoting cultural exchange, and strengthening global ties. Double-edged sword, technology and social disparity. The continued development of artificial intelligence and virtual reality technologies has transformed non-physical accessibility. Personalized training programs delivered via augmented reality and remote coaching through virtual reality are breaking down geographical barriers. However, the continuing information explosion and dominance of online leisure threaten to exacerbate the digital divide, including those with limited access, finance, or technical skills. A more fragile world, a more inclusive sector? Climate change is straining resources and healthcare systems, increasing demand for accessible rehabilitation and injury prevention programs. This focus on well-being aligns with the sector's vision for inclusivity. Economic inequality, however, threatens to limit access to these very programs. Collaboration is key, navigating uncertainty. The constant uncertainty in the wider environment emphasises the need for collaboration and strong advocacy leadership. The sector has benefited from increased social awareness of the benefits of sport and recreation and an understanding of the greater accessibility and inclusion needs of some participants to realise these fully. Futures working differently. Changing work environments have presented both opportunities and challenges. For those now enjoying the increasing incidence of the four-day work week, there is a greater opportunity for increased participation as participants and supporters. However, for others facing financial headwinds, the need to work longer hours and often multiple jobs, or unable to work, has restricted their ability to play and contribute. This also emerges as a factor for the ageing population, with many feeling compelled to work well beyond traditional retirement ages. Optimism amid uncertainty. Despite the challenges, the sector's potential to contribute to social well-being is recognised. By embracing technological advances, fostering collaboration, and advocating for inclusivity and inclusion, the disability sport and recreation sector continues to navigate a constantly changing environment. Questions to consider. Bridging the digital divide. How can we ensure that technological advances are accessible and affordable for people with all levels of impairment and their whānau across socio-economic backgrounds? Funding accessibility in uncertain times. Given the scenario where increased demand for rehabilitation and injury prevention programs is foreseen alongside potential economic strain, how can we creatively secure sustainable funding for accessible sport and recreation programs despite a potentially fragile economic climate? Workforce participation and inclusion. How can we address the changing work-life balance that fosters participation within the disability sport and recreation sector, including staff, volunteers and whānau? Mental and physical well-being for all. How can we leverage a growing focus on preventative health care and active lifestyles to ensure accessible and inclusive programs to promote the physical and mental well-being benefits to disabled participants? Global collaboration for shared solutions. How can the disability sport and recreation sector and the broader sport and recreation sector collaborate with international organisations to share best practices and advocate for inclusive opportunities on a global scale? Scenario 2. Discipline. Discipline. A focused future for disability sport and recreation. In line with broader society, New Zealand's sport and recreation sector is focusing on working within constraints for long-term social, financial and environmental sustainability. This approach emphasises internal improvements and core values. A core aim is supporting regional communities. Leagues and events have shifted towards catering to local communities, reducing travel needs and promoting localised fan engagement and access to local recreation. This is a natural outcome of the sector's embrace of minimalism and responsible consumption. Durable, repairable equipment and eco-friendly apparel have become the norm, alongside the growth of second-hand and sharing platforms. Facilities, too, are intent on minimising waste and maximising resource efficiency throughout a facility's life cycle. This only occurred through a sustained period of dialogue and collective understanding to the extent that sustainability education and environmental ethics are now ingrained in all aspects of sport and recreation, from training to events. Engaging participants, athletes and fans in environmental issues becomes commonplace, unfortunately helped by ongoing extreme weather events that have focused minds. Adopting more disciplined approaches has led to some obvious reductions, such as minimising travel, but this has enabled organisations to refocus spending toward maximising support for local participants and athletes. Investment in research and development leads to innovative, eco-friendly sport and recreation technologies. Competing and participating virtually at a distance is now routine, and it has meant many have developed a wider network despite never having met in person. The broader societal focus on responsible lifestyles has highlighted the role of sport and recreation in promoting inclusive physical and mental well-being, further strengthening the sector's value proposition. Moving forward together. Responsible social media regulation has contributed to a more tolerant political environment, fostering a more inclusive discussion for all sectors, including disability. The renewed focus on bicultural development has reinforced New Zealand's identity as a country that celebrates and welcomes diversity. A rising tide lifts all boats. A slow and steady economic approach has prioritised resource conservation and supported existing sustainability programs. A desire for more equitable resource distribution has led to funding being targeted to small community initiatives, while traditional recipients have experienced budget cuts. Building a more inclusive playing field. Technological advances have been the catalyst for change, playing a pivotal role in our journey towards accessibility and inclusivity. A focus on creating reliable information resources for disabled people seeking accessible programs has led to greater use of assistive technologies that enhance participation. Financial support has helped overcome the digital divide, empowering individuals to engage in virtual, e-sport and augmented physical activities that have opened exciting possibilities. Collaboration is key. An emphasis on efficiency and coordination across the government sector has led to streamlined service delivery from agencies. Improved communication fostered strategic alignment between national and regional organisations, eliminating duplication of efforts and ensuring a clear pathway for aspiring athletes and participants of all abilities. Continuous improvement to address challenges. Despite the positive overall environment, a few hurdles remain. Climate change provides continual challenges that have necessitated innovative solutions for accessible outdoor recreation. This has also been a driver for many to explore online worlds. Workforce capability is also an ongoing concern that requires investment in training and education to nurture skilled individuals adept at navigating the sector's diverse needs, changing technologies, and focused on resource efficiency. It is a constant juggle. Questions to consider. Ensuring equity in a localised system. While the narrative highlights a shift towards supporting regional communities, how will the sector ensure equitable access and resources for athletes and participants in geographically isolated or less populated areas? Accessibility of virtual participation. The rise of virtual sports and esports is promising, but how will the sector ensure the applications of innovations are explored to benefit and not exclude marginal communities? Long-term sustainability of innovation. How will the sector ensure the long-term sustainability of new technologies, considering the potential for planned obsolescence and the cost of maintaining them for athletes and participants who rely on them? Future-proofing the workforce. A skilled workforce is needed here and in other scenarios. How will the sector ensure ongoing training and adaptation for staff and volunteers to keep pace with changing technologies and the evolving needs of athletes and participants with a diverse range of abilities within disability sport and recreation? How can technology be used to improve skills? Scenario 3. Collapse. Collapse. Navigating a turbulent landscape. In the face of a challenging global environment marked by resource scarcity, economic instability, and local self-sufficiency, New Zealand's sport and recreation sector demonstrates adaptability and resilience. A strategic shift is underway, replacing traditional, resource-intensive sport and recreation activities with low-cost activities that local communities can support. This shift is a response to the challenges and a testament to the sector's ability to evolve and meet the community's needs. Central funding is very limited, but sport and recreation are also recognised for their critical role in fostering social cohesion. These activities cultivate a strong sense of community identity and provide much-needed opportunities for social interaction, stress relief, and mental well-being. Sport and recreation programs have also adapted to include life physical training that integrates essential resilience skills training, similar to the traditional focus on swimming skills. This prepares residents for potential food shortages, environmental disasters, and other threats. The sector prioritises initiatives that cater to vulnerable populations, including refugees and those with physical or mental health challenges. Rigorous standards are being developed for sport and recreation programs to ensure adaptability and inclusivity. Acknowledging the potential psychological toll of the ongoing crisis, the sector actively collaborates with health professionals to develop and offer robust support services. Sport and recreation activities also use targeted strategies to support communities' cultural heritage. Access to technology is variable, which places a greater focus on informal education and knowledge sharing. This is crucial for maintaining expertise within the sector, and rigorous training programs are being developed to ensure this knowledge transfer continues. With intense pressure on traditional structures to maintain basic community function, sport and recreation organisations are actively exploring the possibility of taking on a governance role to facilitate local cooperation and resource management. This reflects the sector's resilience, teamwork and adaptability values necessary to support stressed communities. Increased reliance on community. Amidst the decline in centralised support, the disability sports and recreation sector has witnessed a significant shift towards community-based solutions. Local initiatives powered by collaborative networks have stepped up to bridge the gap in accessibility and programming. The partnerships forged between schools, community centres and individuals with specialised skills have fostered a culture of mutual support, underscoring the pivotal role of the community in this evolution. Resilience through recreation. markers of mental and physical health have declined markedly across the population, and particularly so in vulnerable communities. This has emphasised the need to maintain sport and recreation programs to address these health challenges, improve social interaction, and give participants a sense of purpose. Such programs have become a cornerstone of community wellbeing initiatives, promoting physical activity and social connection in a safe and inclusive space. Evolving participation. The rise of virtual worlds presents both challenges and opportunities. While isolation within these spaces is a concern, they offer new avenues for participation for those with mobility limitations. Adapted virtual experiences and competitions specifically designed with people with disabilities in mind have emerged as safe environments for disabled and able-bodied athletes and able-bodied athletes and participants to connect. Funding and collaboration. In a financially stressed environment, collaboration has become paramount. Novel partnerships across sectors joining together with non-traditional stakeholders are commonplace. The nature of some of these relationships has raised concerns about motives and intent in some cases. Still, organisations find it hard to turn funding opportunities down, even when questionable conditions are attached. Questions to consider. Ensuring equitable access. Community-based solutions are crucial, but how can we ensure equitable access to these programs that are inclusive, especially for geographically isolated or under-resourced communities? How can we ensure these solutions are quality, especially in those areas with less resources? Sustainability of local initiatives. The success of community-led programs relies heavily on volunteers and collaboration. How can we ensure the long-term sustainability of these initiatives to avoid burnout and maintain quality standards, particularly as demographic trends exacerbate the challenge? How can we incorporate community-led programs into mainstream delivery? Balance between traditional and virtual participation. Virtual environments offer opportunities, but they also raise concerns about isolation and exclusion, especially for those who find them difficult to access. How can we promote virtual participation while maintaining the social and physical benefits of traditional in-person activities? Ethical considerations in funding. Collaboration is essential, but how can we navigate partnerships with different stakeholder objectives while securing vital funding for the sector's programs, particularly those catering to vulnerable populations? Knowledge transfer and training. Informal knowledge sharing is crucial, but how can we develop a more robust training system to ensure proper skill transfer and maintain expertise within the sector, especially with limited resources? How do we better use existing pathways such as private training enterprises, universities, and polytechnics? Scenario 4. Transformation. Transformation. Thriving on the field of dreams. A period of rapid advancement and enlightenment around enhancing human capabilities through technology and science continues transforming the global sport and recreation scene, and New Zealand's sector is transforming with it. Biohacking technologies are routinely integrated into recreational programs, allowing participants to optimize performance and push human boundaries. Wearable technology measures provide feedback on biological signals and tailors workout in real time, while augmented reality training simulations enhance athletic and participatory skills and provide greater agency for disabled participants. The blurring line between humans and machines is a technological advancement and a societal shift driven by a strong libertarian philosophy. Advanced prosthetics and exoskeletons are not just tools but symbols of empowerment, enabling people with disabilities to participate and compete at an unprecedented level. The emergence of cyborg athletes, first seen at the Enhanced Games of 2025, is not just pushing athletic performance beyond the limits of a human body, but also inspiring a new generation of athletes, raising profound questions about the definition of human in the world of sport. Sport and recreation are no longer confined to the physical realm. Virtual reality has revolutionized training and opened the doors to a whole new world of sport and recreation. As innovations hit the market, the possibilities are seemingly endless, and the thrill of this virtual frontier is unmistakable. Sport and recreation now form the cornerstone of a personalised wellness ecosystem. Advanced AI analyses individual health data and customizes holistic wellness plans incorporating personalized sport and recreation activities, nutrition, and mental health programs. As genetic engineering advances, fair play in sport is redefined and doping is now regarded as discriminatory language. This has led to vigorous ethical debates over the role of genetic optimization in athletic performance. Accessibility and inclusion unleashed. New Zealand has witnessed a remarkable transformation. Participation in sport and recreation is no longer a privilege but a birthright for all. Disability sport and recreation is flourishing with physical barriers a thing of the past and attitudes to inclusion transformed. Universal accessibility design principles are now the norm, while existing venues have been retrofitted to ensure easy access for everyone. Coming together to win. The fragmented landscape of disability sport and recreation has become a well-oiled machine. Collaboration thrives, driven by a shared focus on long-term well-being. National, regional, and local organisations share knowledge and resources in unison. Funding streams are optimised, often from non-governmental sources, and a clear pathway for participation has emerged. Empowering expertise. The lack of trained professionals is no longer an issue. Expanded social provision has fostered the growth of training programs and coaches, instructors and volunteers now possess the expertise to cater to diverse needs and disabilities. AI-powered insights inform the creation of personalized training plans and adaptive techniques for even those with modest capabilities. Shifting the narrative. Historic stigmas surrounding disability have gone as technology removes all constraints on human performance. A widespread augmentation of athletes and participants with a range of biophysical technologies has changed the narrative, and terms such as doping are regarded as archaic and discriminatory. Educational campaigns and the success stories of para-athletes are commonplace. The public embraces a spectrum of abilities across sport and recreation, recognising all achievements as a testament to human potential rather than a niche pursuit. Celebration of talent. With inclusion, accessibility, collaboration and expertise forming a solid foundation, participation rates soar. Increased funding from a sustainable economy fuels talent development. An information explosion fosters data-driven coaching, while virtual reality allows athletes and participants to train remotely with renowned coaches. World of opportunities. Gone are the days of limited options. A diverse range of sport and recreational activities are now available. Traditional sport and recreation activities have adapted for inclusivity, while innovative new activities catering to specific disabilities are taking centre stage. Questions to consider. Ensuring equity in enhancement. With biohacking and genetic engineering, how can we ensure a level playing field where athletes and participants with and without these enhancements can compete fairly? What constitutes fairness in a world where human potential is amplified by technology? Crucial role of the human element in sport. As technology advances, how can we ensure that the human element of competition, strategy, and mental fortitude remains central? Does the increased reliance on technology risk diminishing the essence of sport? Inclusivity in the design of future sport and recreation activities. While the narrative often focuses on overcoming physical limitations, how can we ensure all disabilities, including cognitive and sensory limitations, are considered in this future sport and recreation landscape? Psychological impact. This future presents a world of immense pressure to enhance oneself. How can we ensure the mental well-being of athletes and participants in a system that constantly pushes boundaries? Definition of sport. With virtual reality and potentially unimaginable future technologies, where do we draw the line between sport and pure simulation? What are the core values of sport that we aim to preserve, even in a transformed landscape? End of document.